Okay, and I guess we're starting. Hello, everyone. My name is Shannon Pollard. I am a freshman here at RMU, and this is my first radio show I'd like to call Are You Kidding Me? Now, you may wonder what Are You Kidding Me is about. It is about the crazy, weird, or annoying things that happen on campus, with celebrities, or just plain odd news in general. That's, you know, really it. Are you kidding me? You know, my reaction. To get things started, I want to talk about something weird and I guess crazy that happened with this first celebrity. His name is Lil Xan, and if you don't know him, he started his fame from SoundCloud and YouTube with his hit song, Betrayed. Now, you may wonder why, like, he was hospitalized. Coming from his name, you may think it was, you know, an OD or whatever, but no. This may surprise you and it may not surprise you. He ate too many Flaming Hot Cheetos. That's right, he was hospitalized because he ate too many Flaming Hot Cheetos. Are you kidding me? Like, are you serious? He took to Instagram to talk about, you know, what had happened because his you know, fans were worried about him because they saw him post a picture of him in the back of an ambulance. And he said that he's okay now. It's been a few days, so he's okay now. But he had ripped something in his stomach, so he kind of threw up a little bit of blood. And, you know, he called 911. And they pretty much said, like, yeah, you ripped your stomach open from too many Flaming Hot Cheetos. And this isn't the first person to have had, you know, something go wrong with, like Flaming Hot Cheetos or, like, anything of the, you know, very, very spicy variety. But the thing to me is, wouldn't you kind of feel, like, the pain after a little bit? Then you'd be like, okay, you know, I know to stop. Because it's hurting myself because it's Flaming Hot Cheetos. Really? Like, I can't even eat one of them without, you know, burning my tongue off. I'm that person, yes. But as soon as he was released, he immediately started packing for his tour, which he is currently on. I don't know where he's at right now, but, you know, he's traveling all around. And so he's okay now. I think he knows now not to eat too many, you know, Flaming Hot Cheetos. Next on my list is something that has been going on for weeks, maybe even months, maybe even years, we don't know. It is Cardi B and Nicki Minaj drama. This drama will not stop. It is just back to back, just drama and shade and all that stuff. So, a few weeks ago, Cardi B supposedly heard that Nicki was talking some trash on her newborn daughter, Culture. And Cardi B isn't one to back down. She will get up in your face and be like, hey, are you talking about my daughter? She will not back down. She is not afraid of anything. I tell you that. So she confronts Nicki. She said, of course, I'm going to dull it down because there's a lot of swearing. She said, say it to my face. Don't talk, you know, crap on my daughter. Say it to my face. Don't say it behind my back. Cardi then proceeds to throw her shoe at Nicki. She misses, but she still throws her high heel shoe at Nicki. Nicki didn't get hurt. Her bodyguard actually took the heel as evidence to show, like, hey, you know, she threw the shoe at Nicki. You know, stuff like that. And Cardi B walked out of the place where the, you know, physical altercation occurred with a bump on her left eyebrow. So we can assume that, you know, she may have gotten hit there, you know, Nicki may have gotten, you know, a punch in. We don't know for sure. But Cardi throwing her shoe at Nicki, does that sound familiar to anyone? If you're a true Cardi B fan, you would know that I guess the fame for Cardi, like, all really started, I guess, really skyrocketed when she was on Love & Hip Hop New York. So, of course, you know, they had the reunion, and, of course, you know, with these reality TV shows, there's always a lot of, you know, beef and drama against, you know, girls and guys and girls, you know, all that stuff. So, Cardi was talking to this one other girl. Her name is Asia. And Cardi B was trying to find a reason why Asia didn't like her. And she was kind of avoiding the question, saying, like, oh, I already answered your question. I already answered your reasoning, you know, stuff like that. And no, Cardi wasn't having it. So she takes off her shoe and throws it at Asia. I guess history does repeat itself, you know? But that's not all. Just recently, very, very recently, 3 weeks after the physical altercation with Nicki, she was spotted with Nicki's ex, Meek Mill, at the Billboard 2018 R&B Hip Hop Power Players. Again, it was just 3 weeks after the altercation. We don't know if this is, like, you know, Cardi trying to get back at Nicki, or she's really just generally, you know, wanted to take a picture with him because he's, you know, a famous rapper. We don't really know. But what we do know is they are currently recording a song together. I wonder how Nicki's going to feel about that. You know, she probably already knows about it. So who's to say, you know, when the next fight is? You know, something's probably going to happen. You know, something always does. So speaking of Cardi B and Nicki, I'm going to tune over to, you know, my music and play some songs for you guys. The first one will be Motorsport by Migos featuring Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. Perfect for the situation right now, right, guys? All right, let's go.
Yeah. Motorsport, yeah. Put that thing in sports. Shout it bad, pop it like a court. You a dork, never been a sport. Pull up, jumping out the court. Cotton candy, my cup tastes like the fair. Cotton. Straight up there, where we didn't take the stairs. Where face my fears, gave my mama tears. Mama, shifting gears, shift on the Nucky Sears. Face all your fears, then get at me. It's so many donuts on them back streets. Sit so high in the nosebleeds. Feel like I can fly. Yeah. San Fergie check, Bill Bella check. Take the L at the bar, just so I can flex. Take the L at the mall, walking with the sex. Take the L at your car, now she can't go back. San Fergie check, Bill Bella check. Take the L at the bar, just so I can flex. Take the L at the mall, walking with the sex. Take the L at your car. The coup came imported. The seasons all white, coming snorted. Green Lamborghini, a tortoise. Lambo. No human being, I'm immortal. No. Protect an AP for the water. 100K, I spend on my senora. Rack. My pinky on margarine butter. And my ex got McDonald's niggas. Soon as I land on the Lear, who gets they wet tears. 488 hit the gears. Suicide, don't Britney Spears. Hey. I'm bougie, so don't get near. Boosh. Chris Angel make them disappear. Voila. Hit the gas, it got flames out the rear. It's a race to the bag at the mills.
Hey. Like a BMX. Yeah. No, wanna be my ex. No. I love when he go on tour, cause he comes small. When I see him less, I get upset. Or I turn offset on. I told him the other day, man, we should sell that porn. Yeah, Cardi B, I'm back. I wanna hear, I'm acting different. Same lips that be talking about me is the same lips that be kissing. Saying what they say they are, and they really think they catfish. Same that was sending shots, they reaching out like they back itching. Why would I hop in some beef? Why? When I could just hop in a Porsche. You heard she gon' do what from who? That's not a reliable source. So tell me, have you seen her? Let me wrap my weave up. I'm the trap Selena. Them in my gasoline.
Motorsport, yeah. Put that thing in sports. Shout it bad, pop it like a court. Pop it. You a dork, never been a sport. Pull up, jumping out the court.
Yo, watch your man, then you should watch your mouth. Just press, administer mouth to mouth. You see them stats? You know what I am about? I am the champ, I'm Iron Mike and about. Attention, I'ma need you to face front.
don't want smoke with me, this is a lace. Raps Jackie Chan, we ain't pulling them fake stunts. My crown won't fit on your bum at lace front. Was catching the fade, shout out my the Boosie. All of your friends will be dead, you could get hit with that Uzi. I call him Ricky, he say he love me like Lucy. Get you a straw, you know this poopy is juicy. This Givenchy is custom made, now you can't get it at Saks though. I don't work in the office, but they copying and that's facts though. I ain't trying to be violent, but if Nicki on it, it slaps. Get you lined for that paper like a loose leaf when that strap blow. I'm with a couple bad bitches that'll rip the party. If Quavo the QB, I'm Nick Lombardi. Pull up in a space coupe, I'm linked with Marty. I can actually afford to get a pink Bugatti. Hey yo Nick, damn, you just do a hit with Gotti. That too, but my nigga send hits like Gotti. It's a rap like them things on the head of a Saudi. Be my son, go and sit on a potty.
Run them Chanel's. I still I'm running from 12. Ain't made no commitment with none of you, cause money you treating me well. If niggas, you show me your right hand on the Bible, I swear I won't tell. Swear. If I get to play with that kitty, I wonder how many platinums we gon' sell. Album. Pop a perk and catch a feel.
Pop one.
Now I cannot feel the wheel.
Whoa.
My chest bag give me chills. In the left hand, a richer meal. Not the watch, but the price on the ice, if you don't know what that is. Motorsport, Motorville. Abort the mission, that's a kill.
Motorsport. Put that thing in sports. Shot it bad. Pop it like a cork.
Pop it.
You a dork. Never been a sport.
Dork.
Pull up. Jumping out the court. Cotton candy. My cup tastes like the fair. Straight up there. We didn't take the stairs. Face my fears. Gave my mama tears.
Mama.
Shifting gears. On the Nucky Sears. My grandma can see me. Take away pain ain't easy. That why I vibe with Blizzard. Niggas not capping the season.
All right, and we are back from, you know, those two songs. I hope you enjoyed that. Now, back to the news. The next one is another rapper. I feel like I just have rapper after rapper after rapper. His name is Lil Pump. Again, another Lil. And this one, you know, kind of confuses me a little bit. So on September 3rd, 2018, obviously, he told fans that he would be going to jail for a couple months after violating his, you know, probation. He was, I believe he was driving with a suspended license. And since he's 18, you know, he can get in some, you know, really big trouble just in general, you know. And so, yeah, you know, September 3rd, he said he would be going to jail for a couple months. He also said, however, people will be, you know, taking care of his social media while he's in there. And I'm like, okay, you know, I understand that. You know, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, you know, all that tech-savvy stuff. However, his songs are being released while he is supposedly in jail. Now, is he really in jail, or are these re-recorded? Because I'm seeing, you know, both sides, you know, it was re-recorded and, you know, released on later dates after, you know, he had announced he would be going to jail. Or is he really in jail, but since, you know, he is a famous rapper, they, you know, some type of special treatment or whatnot, and he really is in jail and he's actually, you know, making music, or maybe he's just on house arrest, you know, who really knows? And so he released two songs recently after, you know, saying he was going to jail for a couple months. He released a song called I Love It, featuring Kanye West. Many of you may have heard about it. On September 7th, that was 4 days after, 4 days after he said he would be going to jail for a few days. And just 2 days ago, October 4th, so a month after he, you know, said he was going to jail for a couple months, he releases another song called Multimillionaire featuring Lil Uzi Vert, again on October 4th. Now, again, these could be, you know, re-recorded, pre-recorded, whatever, but he went on SNL with Kanye West roughly 7 days ago to perform their song. So roughly a week ago, which would have been, you know, the end of September, he went on SNL and performed this song. That's where it gets me to where I wonder if he really is in jail or not, you know. And speaking of their song, oh, are you kidding me? This was awful. So of course it was on, you know, TV. It has to be censored of, you know, the swear words, and, you know, he swears a lot. But it was just, oh, are you kidding me? It was all censored, so half of the song was gone. And it just didn't flow right. It was very cringy. You know, I could barely even watch it. Kanye forgets his lyrics, which is always great, you know? And their costumes were two water bottle brands. What? Two water bottle brands. What significance, you know, does that make? Like, even in the music video, they were, like, boxy. What? How did that relate? You know, water bottles and being boxy. How? It was obvious, you know, everything was, you know, way too big on them, so they could barely move. And they looked very, very awkward in the water bottle costumes. So, like, what? Did they decide that on their own? Did someone decide it for them? Like, it was so awful. If you haven't watched it, go check it out. Just type in, you know, SNL, Lil Pump, and Kanye West, and many reaction videos will come up, but you will find the original video somewhere. It's just, it was so bad, believe me. Just trust me when I say It was really, really bad. Oh, yeah, it was, And so now you guys can understand why and how I'm confused with him saying he's going to jail for a couple months and then, you know, he's out doing all this stuff. It doesn't make sense. It could just be, you know, like, just fame or whatever. We found a loophole or whatnot. But, you know, he's releasing song after song and he's doing, you know, the SNL. Just a week ago, like, what really is going on? What is going on with Lil Pump? Okay, we need to know. Now, steering away from, you know, all these celebrities, let's just get into something. No, I guess just not celebrity wise. I guess I don't want to say everyday wise because you don't find this stuff every day. But it's not, you know, big fame, celebrities, well-known people, stuff like that. I'm actually going to start with a hockey team. This hockey team, you know, is near dear to my heart. It is the Flyers. And you know how every team, you know, has a mascot? You know, every team, you know, has a mascot or has a symbol, you know, and it... And everyone likes to rep for it and stuff like that. You know, the Pittsburgh Penguins, you know, have the Penguins. Pittsburgh Pirates, you know, obviously the Pirates. The Phillies have the Philly Fanatic. So the Flyers haven't had a mascot in, you know, God knows how long. And I guess they decided they wanted a mascot. Now, mascots usually go with the name. You know, here at Army, we're the Army Colonials, so we have Bobby Moe, and he's a Colonial. That goes with the theme, you know, it goes with it. Pittsburgh Penguins, you know, they have the Penguins, it makes sense. The Eagles have an eagle. Self-explanatory, you know? But the Flyers, you know, what is a Flyer? I looked it up, and I have no clue what a Flyer is. Their logo is a P for Philadelphia, which is good. You know, they're repping the way they come from, you know. But their mascot, their mascot's name is Gritty. Huh? Are you kidding me? Gritty? That doesn't even sound, like, pleasing. Like, when it comes out of your mouth, it doesn't sound pleasing. When you hear it, it doesn't sound pleasing. Gritty. Like, and when you look him up, he is just this giant just thing of hair. Orange hair. And his eyes are, like, bugging out of his head. And, you know, he's wearing, you know, the Flyers jersey and everything, but he looks horrifying. That is a nightmare right there, I tell you. Like, I'm not kidding. If you want to look it up, you can. Just look up Philadelphia Flyers Gritty. You will see just the horror that I see. Now, like, you may be wondering, you know, the Phillies, you know, again, Phillies, Philadelphia, also have a mascot that is green and fuzzy. You know, the Fanatic, the Philly Fanatic. But at least he looks cute. Like, he doesn't look like he just came out of somebody's basement just all disheveled, you know? He actually has a backstory and everything. Gritty just kind of popped out of nowhere from the darkness, you know, hanging out with Freddy Krueger and just popped up out of nowhere. Like, he is genuinely terrifying. That is what nightmares are made of. You may think I'm over-exaggerating, but I am really, really not. It is the scariest thing I have ever seen in my life. It is the worst thing you can imagine. Okay. Gonna take a little break again. Go to music. I'm not sure what's up next. I just have it on shuffle. So I hope whatever is up next, you guys will enjoy.
wish, and I wish, and I wish, and I wish, and they wishing on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, it was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, yeah. Down Western Road, hey, next. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me. Turn the 02 into the 03, dawg. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey. Someone watching it close, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road, hey, road, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. Still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah, yeah. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah.
Waiting there for you. ceaseless longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become. We'll be right back.
like summer. I feel like summer. I feel like summer. You can feel it in the streets on a day like this. That heat, I feel like summer.
Sorry, welcome back. Sorry about that, guys. I leaned over a little too far. But welcome back from those four songs, I believe. Okie dokie. Next on my list is, again, something that isn't with the celebrities. We're done with that for now. It is therapist buries patients alive. Now, you may think, oh, no, this is another, like, killer case or whatever, you know, the therapist was killing them. No. Actually, in Ukraine, a therapist places his patients in coffins, and don't worry, they can breathe through a pipe, and proceeds to bury them as part of a psychological treatment. I don't know about you, but I feel like I would feel 10 times worse after being buried alive. Like, that is one of my fears. Who feels better psychologically after being buried? In a coffin, in the ground. Like, that does not appeal to me at all. Like, it's crazy. So there were 12 coffins found when a villager stumbled upon them in the forest in the capital city of, I'm going to butcher this name, Kiev, K-I-E-V, however they say it, in northern Ukraine. So the villager stumbles upon it, and of course, no, calls the police. They're freaked out. And the police were called, you know, they interviewed him and everything, and he explained that he is, you know, a licensed therapist, and he does this to his patients as a, you know, a psychological treatment and all that stuff. And however, the police, even though the police were called, they came to a conclusion that no crime was actually committed, which I understand because he didn't, you know, kill anybody. This was, you know, his way of therapy. But if I go to a therapist and they say, okay, so for your psychological treatment, I'm going to bury you in the ground with a coffin, I would have gotten up and left the office. I am not having that. That does not sound okay at all. And the 12 people, maybe even more, who knows, 12 plus people who have, you know, agreed to this. Are you kidding me? Like, you're not, what? Are you not afraid of being buried alive, like, or anything? Like, I understand you, they're not buried for a very long time. They can breathe or whatever. No, he digs them right back up. But still, I'm going to be having a panic attack the whole time I'm in there. I'm going to need psychological treatment after that. You know what I mean? Next on my list is something that is just, you know, mind-boggling to me. So at a Miami high school prom, students were asked to arrive at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel Miami Airport and Convention Center. Long name. I don't know why it's that long. And of course, since it was prom, they were asked to dress appropriately. You know, dresses, suit and ties. Boys were to be clean shaven, no piercings, no tattoo showing. And same with the girls. You know, no facial piercings. I guess no tattoos shown as well if they were to have them. You know, dress nicely. So the theme was Welcome to the Jungle. And so they walk in, and of course they see, you know, the fake trees and everything. It's jungle theme. But there was some live animals there, like a live lemur and a live macaw. They sound very, like, pretty tame. I probably wouldn't get near it because I don't mess with nature like that. But I guess those were pretty tame to compared to what I'm going to say next. So after a while of, you know, dancing and stuff, kids started to notice, you know, a group forming. And of course, kids with curiosity, you know, they walk over like, hey, you know, what's going on? What's going on? There was a live tiger in a cage at their prom. A live tiger. Are you kidding me? A lot of the students were like, oh my God, you know, it's so beautiful. No, that's amazing. It seemed very well tamed and calm, the kids said. But you never know what can, you know, trigger wild animals. Like, you know, it's prom. The music's going to be really loud. Kids are crowding around the tiger. So the tiger might go into defense mode. Who knows? Who knows if it can break out of that cage or not? It probably can. Who knows? And of course, you know, flash as well. You know, kids are taking videos and pictures, and of course they're going to put flash on because, you know, prom is, you know, pretty dark, so they got, like, the strobe lights and everything. But any one of those things can aggravate a tiger. It is, you know, awful. Now, many people are upset because they don't like the idea of animal entertainment inside schools. They want to get that banned. I agree on that. I don't think, you know, especially for school, they should bring in, you know, these live animals for entertainment. I'm kind of iffy with birds because if you have, like, you know, like a bird tamer or whatever there and he's, you know, showing you the bird and stuff, I feel like that's okay. You know, just to look at them, admire them, that's okay. But on the other hand, why isn't anyone talking about their safety? Like, I'm for, you know, like, I don't want anything bad to happen to that tiger. I don't think they should have brought it there. But I don't think they should have brought it there also because of, like, that thing can rip your face off. It can rip your whole body apart. Like, I would be afraid for my life if that thing showed up. I would have, honestly, I would have left prom if that thing was there. I would have not felt comfortable. Because, as I said before, anything can trigger that tiger. And who knows if it can break out of the cage or not. No, who honestly knows? That is the scary thing. That's the scary thing that goes on in my mind. And last but not least on my list, a kayaker, a New Zealand kayaker named Kyle Malinder. Sorry if I butcher the names. He was kayaking with friends off the coast of Kaikoura, New Zealand, when he felt a wet slap on his face. He realized it was an octopus that was whipped at his face by a seal. So, no backstory. No group of kayakers. One friend was testing out his GoPro and everything, and he managed to get it on camera, which is the great thing. And so seals were kind of huddling around them, either like expecting food from them or trying to find food. And one comes up with an octopus in its mouth. There is one tentacle in its mouth. So we can safely assume that, you know, it was trying to get a tentacle. They don't have hands, so, you know, they can't rip apart, you know, the food like we can. So, you know, they probably, you know, thrash it around. So in that instance, it proceeds to come up above the water and whip the octopus around to get the tentacle off. And as the tentacle rips off, the rest of the octopus hits the poor guy in the face. Like, imagine just sitting there in your kayak. And like, oh, you know, look at the seals, look at the seals. And all of a sudden, one just slaps you in the face with a wet octopus. Like, how do you react to that? Of course, everyone around you is laughing because they find it so funny. But do you, like, do you laugh? Do you get confused? Are you going to try and fight the seal after? Are you going to take the octopus home and, you know, eat it? You know, the seal thinks it's good, you know, calamari and stuff. Like, how do you react to that? I would probably be, like, so dumbfounded. I probably wouldn't even know, like, what had happened. I probably would have thought that, like, one of my friends or family members would have hit me in the face with one of the oars or whatnot. I wouldn't have any idea what was going on at the time, you know? Like, that doesn't happen every day. Only in New Zealand, you know, I guess. I have one more thing I want to talk about. And then for the rest of my show, I will be playing music for the rest of my scheduled time. Okay, this story is fairly recent, October 5th, which was yesterday. Could also be, you know, the day before, a little bit of late news, but this weekend. I'm pretty sure everyone has heard of the show Jersey Shore. And, you know, it's gotten the reboot, Jersey Shore, like Family Vacation and Family Vacation Part 2, where they're all grown up, we got kids, fiancés, etc., etc. So there is a guy named Mike the Situation Sorrentino. We're just going to call him the Situation because, you know, apparently everyone calls him that. He just arrived at federal court in Newark, New Jersey, to find out if he's going to prison for evading his taxes. And he's got the whole Jersey Shore crew with him. So after years of, you know, tax evasion, he was finally caught. And He actually pleads guilty, which I respect. He knows he did something wrong. He pled guilty to it. I respect that. He owned up to it. But he could be looking at a max of 5 years in prison. 5 years in prison. I'm not saying that's too little or too much or whatever, but, like, jeez, 5 years in prison for, you know, tax evasion. Like, you know, it seems like a very serious offense. And, like, if he knew it would get him in trouble, why would he do it anyway? Like, if you know something's going to get you in, you know, major, major trouble, why do it? Like, wouldn't you want to be safe or whatever? I don't know. That's just me. But as of right now, it says his sentence should be handed down shortly. So he could have 5 years in prison. I also heard he may have 5 years in prison and 2 years probation. But who knows? I'm guessing the trial is still going on. So, yeah, that's that. And that is all I have news-wise in this week of Are You Kidding Me? Hosted by me, Shannon Pollard. I have about 6 minutes left, depending on what song I shall play. You may either have one or two songs at the very end. So I'm going to start now. Thank you for listening.
I like stunning, I like shining, I like $1 million deals. Where's my pen? Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the jeweler, I put rocks all in my watch. I like texts from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving wrong, I do what they say I can't. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali. Bird, go, Ferrari, hop up the stoop, jump in the coupe. Big dip on top of the roof, flexing them as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain.
Chambean, pero no jalan. Tú compras todas las Jolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el latino gang. Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa, yeah. A ti no te conoce ni en plaza. El diablo me llama, pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza, yeah. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me chinga la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo y Valentín, yeah. Aquí prohibido amar, dile Charitín. Que per pico le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín.
Diamond District in the chat.
Celia Cruz, tengo el azúcar. Azúcar. Tú que va medio y se fue de pecho como Ginny Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca pa'l carajo. Que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tele y Valenciaga me reciben en la entrada. Pa, 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 para, sí, like I'm Lady Gaga. Y no te me hagas, que en cover de vivo tú has visto mi cara, no salgo de tu mente, donde quiera que viajes, he escuchado mi gente. Ya no soy high, soy como el testarón.
cosa. Soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza. Goza, goza, es la cosa, mami, es la cosa. El que mira sufre y el que toca goza.
I said I like it like that.
I said I like it like that.
I said I like it like that.
I said I like it like that. Diamond district in the chain.
When I think I'm gonna wake up, she's pulling me right back in.
Girl, I can't believe you're so unreal. Always there's something about the way you move. You're like a flower in bloom.
It's crazy how you can make me forget what I've been doing. Oh, it's a problem and growing more and more each day.
Girl, whisper your sweet nothing's in my ear.
The touch of your fingers, in my hair is the lingers. Tell me, is it true the fashion, baby?
You can't believe you and me are making music each day.
Anything for your lips, got me thinking it's all okay. Eh? I don't need fortune or the fame, eh? As long as I'm with you. Ooh, ooh.
That is it for my show. I guess I should probably end it after, you know, all the music is done playing. But yeah, that is my show. My first show of Are You Kidding Me? Shit by Shannon Pollard. Tune in next week, next Saturday. I'm scheduled every Saturday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern time. And yeah, my first show, Are You Kidding Me? Come back next week for even more drama. Thank you very much.